Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Didn't we learn our lesson yesterday, Anthony, about playing guest intro music?
Although, Craig.
Darren's not here anymore, so we can. This song's back on the table. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. All right, we are behind because I didn't stop yapping during Never Read the Comments. So let's get to it. Pick six time.
The six biggest Commander storylines.
It is caught!
Delivered at 6 o'clock sharp. It's the Pick Six at six.
We set out to find a leader, someone who could take this franchise to the next level, and build an elite team that consistently competes for championships.
All right, here we go with number one.
Number one.
And the latest update on Noah Brown is that there's not really an update. Here's Dan Quinn.
I have no update. I know he's getting an MRI today, this afternoon. So I don't want to speculate.
On what?
MRI today. Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. Thanks for playing. I always love when they schedule the MRIs or they get the medical updates conveniently right after the press conference. Hate how that just seems to always happen. I'm sure that after the MRI results are in, folks like John Keim, who you heard asking the question there, Nikki Javala, Ben Standig will be asking for updates from their sources. And so stay tuned to the feeds of your social media feeds of your choice of your favorite reporters. And hopefully we get some new intel soon. But obviously Brown left the field yesterday on a cart and was in some pain, but we still don't have any idea what is wrong with him and how long he's going to be out. But now you know that, and we promise you the storylines and headlines. Mission accomplished. Off we go to more substantive things.
Number two.
The offseason brought a lot of new faces yet again for the Commanders, not quite as many as last year. But Quinn was asked today which of the offseason acquisitions has really stood out to him so far.
A number of them, honestly. Debo, I think, has been very impressive to me for maybe a different reason than I thought. He was such a difficult person to tackle that you spent so much time, how are you going to tackle this person? And somewhere along the way, I've forgotten until out here, like how fast he is. And so sometimes when you're playing against a receiver, you say, man, you better either get him at the line or you better be on top of him. With him so many times was there was so many, you know, run after catch plays that we had a tackling plan and how would you go about it? And then I can remember one time, like he just ran by somebody down the field on a deep ball. And I was like, yeah, I forgot about that. So that, it didn't surprise me, but it was like, maybe I missed talking about it to that space because it was easily reminded like he's one of the fastest players on the team.
So while everyone on the internet who doesn't know anything about anything and wasn't at camp is talking about how Debo Samuel is out of shape, his head coach is reminded that he's one of the fastest players on the team. seems relevant. All right, off we go to number three.
Number three.
Now the Commanders are done for the offseason. They're done for spring. Next up, summertime, a.k.a. training camp, which to me is like the intro to the season. So we've closed the book on the offseason. Of course, there still is the open book on Terry McLaurin's contract and any other business that's going to get done. But really, it's just kind of hold your breath time. Hope everybody gets to camp healthy and all of that. Quinn asked a couple of questions about this remaining time before camp today, though, starting with what he wants the rookies to do with this time.
Yeah, we talked, Adam and I visited with each one specifically. So we had a one-on-one meeting over the last week. Where are they? How's it been? And going through that process with them, what does the next 40 days look like in terms of moving here and set, even, you know, away from football? You know, like it's so easy to get to where are you training and what does this look like compared to, man, like who's coming? What is that? Where are they? How are all the things? And so we wanted to check on, you know, who the person was first. And then we got into, all right, I'm going to go to Fort Lauderdale. That's where I want to train. I'm going to come back here and train, you know, during that break time. So one-on-one times, and I would say they're all accustomed to who needed what the most. It was good to see some guys really coming in with a plan, because that's, if you're already coming in with ideas and thoughts about what you want to get done, man, like you're already moving forward than waiting for Adam or I to say, I think you need to start doing X, Y, and Z. So I love seeing when people are already coming in with a share of like, hey, man, the self-awareness to know this is what I got to get done.
So we'll see what the rookies can get done and the vets over the next couple of weeks. If anybody, you know, pops a little bit in training camp that's like, oh, that wasn't there in the spring, that's always a fun moment for us when we get to July and August. As for some of Quinn's favorite moments of camp, we'll close out the first part of our pick six with that in a moment. But first, his plans. What, like, Dan, what are you doing with like the only 6 weeks off that you have in your calendar?
Yeah, I need to recharge too. And so as coaches, our times together are pretty intense. We're looking to this, then the draft, and then into the offseason. And I think I told you earlier, the offseason is a really busy time for the coaches from the teaching standpoint. And so we pushed ourselves to see if we could elevate to help the players elevate. I think it's wrong to ask them to get better and we stay the same. I think that's, we would shortchange them. So if we could get better, we would allow them to get better. And so, I look forward to those spaces in between and try to max them out and charge it up. So then when I do come back, like everybody gets all the energy, you know, that I have. Because usually by the end of each of the processes, the battery's in the red, you know, season, off season. And so, yeah, those times in between are important for me.
So we'll see. Good follow-up question. Where are you going on vacation, bro? I feel like Dan Quinn probably takes some fun vacations. We'll have to ask him that when he gets back. Last but not least, what was the highlight of the OTA period, including this mandatory mini camp? Quinn, on that?
I love that we came back in like really hungry to prove it, John. And that's, I think, a good sign as opposed to, you know, letting your skills go, you know, down, or your eye not as sharp, or those things. So to come in with things specific to work on to go get better, that was big for me. And then to see people begin who were here year one to help the first year players now, first year free agents, first year rookies get up to speed. You know, when I see Nick Ballore over the last 3 days, like teaching like he's a coach, that means a lot, you know, because we don't ask Nick to do that, but that's how he pays it forward to the other guys here. And that's what a leader does, of helping get everybody ready. And so I saw him with Bill. I saw him with not just another linebacker, he was with a running back talking through punt technique and what to do. And so like that to me, John, is what I'd hoped I'd see from developing leaders, that it doesn't just come from the coaches. Through my time, man, have I learned a lot from players over my, you know, last 25 years or so. So like that was cool to see.
Actually, funny Quinn says that, because in a recent interview he did with Chris Long on the Greenlight podcast, he talked about how he learned certain things from certain guys, including Hall of Famers like Jason Taylor. He's like, I learned how to long arm from Jason Taylor. So now is when any D lineman that has learned a long arm from Dan Quinn over the past 20 plus years, you can thank Jason Taylor the Hall of Famer for that. So very cool stuff there from Quinn. When we get back, the back half of our pick six, Jaden Daniels, the offensive line, and the culture. Those will probably be pretty big keys to success for the Commanders in 2025. So what if I told you you get to hear from Dan Quinn and Laramie Tunsil on all three of those things? Well, if that excites you, stay tuned, because that's all what's going to happen next. Wrapping up our pick six, it's six here on the Hoffman Show. Coming up in 10 minutes, Mo Egger, ESPN, 1530 in Cincinnati. Mo is going to give us the latest in the saga of the Bengals and fighting with their own players. A tale as old as time. In the meantime, though, a competent organization. Your favorite team, the Washington Commanders. Yes, we're in the middle of our pick six at six, where we look at the biggest headlines, storylines, and sound bites of the day. And we pick up with number four.
Number four.
Jaden Daniels, a topic of discussion always for the Commanders, and that includes not only for his head coach, but his brand new left tackle, Laramie Tunsil, speaking for the first time today as a member of the Commanders to the media in person. He did an introductory Zoom call a couple of months ago, but Tunsil talked about building a rapport with Jaden Daniels.
I try to get as close as I can. I mean, as a quarterback, somebody I got to protect. You know, so I try to put my life on the line from, you know, football terms, of course, but y'all see it. He's a baller. It's not much to say about Jaden. Like, y'all seen what he did last year. I mean, he was a rookie of the year for a reason.
Yeah. The comfort level that he has is just outstanding. And the command he has, how comfortable he is on the field has kind of always been there. But now you see it with the guys, the way he's bopping around the field. There's a sense of ownership that I feel like he has. And that stuck out to his head coach, Dan Quinn, as well.
I felt that... I've always felt he had real control of things, and we work at the line of scrimmage a lot, and he's really comfortable in that. He was always somebody that, you know, really was on his details. What I guess seeing now is just the accuracy, the footwork, so more of his body mechanics that he wanted to emphasize. I see that coming through in his play. I see the speed, you know, that he's, you know, out on the edge with. So those are the things that during the off-season time that, like, you can really push it. So we had one where he had a keeper yesterday and turned it in, you know, where he was up the sideline for 30 or 40 yards, and he was one of the fastest players on the field on that play. And so those are the ones that, okay, that's a person being aggressive to go take their shot. And then I would say the individual time with new players, he did some of that last year, honestly. Like when Noah came, I can remember him like staying after and working with him. But seeing him put in the work with different people who are new to him and to the organization, I think that like speaks of the leadership. It's not anything that I asked him to do, but he knew for that person and him to be in sync, there had to be some unseen work together. And so those would be a few of the things.
So when you talk about ownership, that's the kind of stuff that we're talking about. This is what it takes to win. I will do it then. It's as simple as that for Jaden Daniels. As for the protectors of Jaden Daniels.
Number five.
First, let's start with Quinn and the latest on the right side of the offensive line before we get to Tunsil and the left. Obviously, Josh Connerly is the hope at right tackle, but he's got to win that job. And then it is a rotation of a bunch of different guys trying to replace Sam Cosmi at right guard. Cosmi, by the way, has been doing some work on the field. He's probably still a long way away from contact, but it's nice to see him out there doing some stuff. But here was Dan Quinn on the right side of his offensive line earlier today.
Yeah, I know that with Sam, you know, he's hitting all the benchmarks, but when does that, you know, get there? I don't know. I'm not there yet to knowing, like, we're not going to miss one step with him. What I do know is that I love the competition that we have on the offensive line right now, you know, at guards and centers and who's playing at right tackle and how are we working through the guys. So it'll take some work as we're going through into training camp. But those are the types of challenges like you want as a coach. It's not like who in the hell is going to play over here. It's more like this is going to be an absolute battle to see where it goes. So that's most of the time has been my experience for him, where like the competition of one another like really pushes us forward and the whole group gets better.
Logan and I actually had a big discussion on Take Command this morning. If you want more conversation about that right side, some names to watch, as well as kind of what we think of Allegretti and Wiley and Nate Urbick is a guy that's played really good football in his career but was banged up the last couple of years in Pittsburgh. So a lot to digest on that right side. And, of course, that's only if Wiley doesn't need to play right tackle because Connerly takes two. And there's been some flashes of brilliance from Connerly. There's also flashes of, that dude's a rookie and he still needs to get a lot stronger. And that's what you'd expect. He's a late first-round pick. But we're going to learn a lot more once the pads get on in August. And right now, all we had is a couple of non-padded OTA sessions. There's only so much we can see out of those. As for the left side, that one's easier. Brandon Coleman's going to play left guard. And Laremy Tunsil is going to play left tackle. And Tunsil is quite impressed with his new teammates.
Dogs. Absolutely. Dogs. I think moving BC inside. And then, you know who I'm really impressed with, though? JC. JC is going to be a dog. And I'm not just saying that just to blow smoke up his ass. Pardon my sorry language. But JC is going to be a dog, man. I can't wait to see it.
Why do you say that?
Just the way he's moved, the way he's been. Athletic, smart, very intelligent. I think he got all the tools to be a damn good player in this league.
That's high compliments from a guy who is a damn good player. Of course, JC, Josh Connerly, the first-round pick out of Oregon. And, man, you see it sometimes. The way that dude gets out in space, you're like, oh, there's the first-round talent. Again, Dietrich Wise is probably going to run him over at some point during training camp because Dietrich Wise is an old vet who's stronger than hell. And maybe Kinlaw, same thing. Payne, if he gets out on the edge. I mean, shoot, Dorrance Armstrong might bull rush him and lift him up off the ground at some point because he's a rookie and he's learning. But I'd rather that happen in training camp than in week one or week seven or week 15 as he's trying to protect Jaden Daniels for real. So it's going to be a learning process. If not, like, then he was way underdrafted. He should have been a top 10, top 5, top whatever pick. If you're a ready-made, on-go, no-learning-curve guy at a premium position like tackle, like, come on. But we know that there's going to be a lot of growth, but there's also tremendous upward potential because the skill set is there for Connerly. All right, last but not least.
Number 6.
We know the culture is a big draw for players coming to Washington, and that certainly includes Laremy Tunsil.
I mean, it's something special for sure. I mean, I think a DQ did a good job putting the coaches together, putting the players together, and just embracing this new chapter with the Washington Commanders. You know, I've been here for 2 days, man. I love the atmosphere. Good energy, good people, man.
All the Tunsil sound, by the way, courtesy of ABC7. So appreciate them posting that up and letting us play it. That's it for our pick 6 at 6. Coming up next, as we wrap the Commanders offseason and feel like, okay, we got to get this Terry thing done, but that is a usual NFL contract kerfuffle that will probably get done. There's nothing usual about what is happening in Cincinnati. The Trey Hendrickson, that's kind of usual. Shamar Stewart, their first-round pick, leaving mandatory minicamp over a contract dispute, over contract language. What in the absolute heck is going on in Cincy? No one better to answer that question than Mo Egger, who's been on the radio there for decades, grew up in Cincinnati, and is as plugged in as anybody on the Bengals. Mo joins us next here on The Hoffman Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. And it's our pleasure to be joined now by our friend Mo Egger, ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati. Mo's been on the show before. And Mo, I feel like you get to be on the show frequently because there are frequently shenanigans and chicanery with the local football team up there. And this is a new one, though. Never heard of a rookie leaving mandatory minicamp over a contract dispute before. Is this new even for you with all the silliness that's gone on with the Bengals over the years?
You know, I thought living here my entire life and knowing this franchise the way I do, I thought I really had seen and experienced everything. This is a new one, man. This is different. And, you know, there's sort of a little bit of a callback to, you know, the pre-2011 CBA when it felt like there was a Bengals rookie holdout every single summer. But I think we all assumed that once, you know, the new rules kicked in, which really aren't new anymore, that things like this would be a thing of the past. And as it turns out, not so much. And I never really thought anything was going to slide the Trey Hendrickson contract thing to the background, but this has done that. And I don't know that this is going to get resolved anytime soon.
So what is at odds here, Mo? Like, this is a rookie contract. They're scaled. There's only so much to fight over. What are they fighting over?
Well, without boring everybody by diving too into the weeds, they're essentially haggling over language. And the language that they're haggling over is language that they have never put in a contract before. They've never done this with an established player. They've never done this with a rookie. They've never done this with anybody. And what the language the Bengals want to put in the contract would allow them to do is basically void guaranteed money. In essence, if Shamar Stewart screws up, right? If he does something that violates a team rule, if he ends up being not so much a bust on the field, but if he does something to screw up, the Bengals want to be able to void guarantees. And there are teams that do that. The Philadelphia Eagles, most notably, have had some of their recent draft picks sign a contract with similar language. The Bengals have never done this. And so Shamar Stewart's case is, I don't want to be the guy you set the precedent with. In fact, his dad went on a podcast, and you'll have to forgive me for not knowing which one it was, but about a week and a half ago, said, look, you want to set a new precedent. How about this? How about win the Super Bowl this year and then do it next year with the guy you took 32nd overall instead of the guy you took 17th overall? And Shamar's position is, look, I was taken 17th by this team. Last year, the Bengals drafted 18th. They didn't make that player. Amarius Mims signed a contract with this language in it. The year before, they drafted 18th, Miles Murphy. They didn't ask him to sign a contract with this language in it. And so you've got a little bit of a standoff. What makes this different is not only has he not signed a contract, a lot of draft picks, Travis Hunter, perhaps most notably, they show up to minicamp and they sign a waiver. And, you know, even though they're not under contract, they still at least go through minicamp. Shamar Stewart has been around. He's been at all the OTAs. He's been at all the voluntary workouts since he got drafted, and he was there for the first couple of days of minicamp, but he's not practicing. And because he was there, he was, you know, essentially made available to the media, just one of those deals where he's sitting by his locker, and the reporters come over and start talking to him, and he, as the media session unfolded, started to throw the Bengals under the bus in ways that I've seen a lot of veteran players do, a lot of established players, a lot of players who have just become exasperated with the Bengals over the years. I've seen guys like that throw the Bengals under the bus. I've never seen a guy who has yet to play a down or sign a contract in the NFL say the things that Shamar Stewart said about the Bengals on Tuesday. He was there for day two of minicamp yesterday, left for day three today. And I'm going to guess that was sort of done with both sides agreeing it's probably best for Shamar Stewart to not be around as long as he remains not under contract.
Yeah, I could definitely see the Bengals, who, by the way, had this impromptu presser with Trey Hendrickson a couple of weeks ago, being like, you know, I think we're tired of impromptu pressers. We'll see you when you're ready to sign. Mo, I guess I am going to just straight up ask you basically to take sides here, but I think it's really easy to be like, hey, rookie, like, you haven't done anything. Chill out, relax. And also, what are you worried about? Don't get in trouble off the field. And you won't have this contract clause won't matter. But also, I think this is astute business from him. And I'm sure his reps also were like, yeah, we're not going to be the agent that does this. So whose side are you on here if you look at the substance of the argument?
Well, I don't think that Shamar Stewart, what he did on Tuesday, was helpful. I don't think that was, if the idea was to start getting into a public war of words with the Cincinnati Bengals, you're going to lose. This franchise does not bend at anybody's knee. And so if the idea is for Shamar Stewart to eventually play for this franchise and enjoy a great working relationship with the people who run this franchise, we're not off to a very good start as is. Tuesday made it worse. But in terms of just the mechanics of what the two sides are at odds over, I'm on Shamar's side. Because, look, I understand what the Bengals are trying to do here. What the Bengals are trying to do is not unlike what a lot of teams have successfully done. But if I'm Shamar Stewart, if you want to put language in the deal that enables you to get out if I screw up, why'd you draft me in the first place? And I kind of feel like that's his position. If you want to set a precedent with somebody, do it with somebody else. Do it next year. And I think the draft positioning is part of the component here, right? Like, the Bengals have taken have drafted in the first round, in the middle of round one each of the last 3 years, 18 each of the last 2 years, 17 last year. So on the team are players who have been drafted at a comparable place in round one. That's Shamar Stewart's case. Look, you want to do this with a guy you take in round two. You want to do this with a guy you take later in round one. If we have a good season, have at it. I don't want to be the guinea pig, so to speak. I don't want to be the guy you use to set a precedent. And I can't blame him for that. I don't think he is necessarily wrong. But, you know, the side that I'm really taking more than anybody else's is Joe Burrow's and Zach Taylor's, the two people who have the most riding on the success of this season. This was a team that last year had a million distractions during training camp. What happened when the season started? They began the year 0-3. 2 years ago, more questions about T. Higgins all through training camp. Meanwhile, Joe Burrow has had very few normal training camp practices because he's had a bunch of different injuries or health issues. And so 2 years ago, they start 0-2. Before that, it was the Jesse Bates contract situation, which just took on a life of its own in 2022. The season started. Joe Burrow wasn't 100%. They started 0-2. I think Joe Burrow and Zach Taylor were very hopeful that this offseason and this training camp could unfold with as few major issues as possible. I think the Trey Hendrickson issue, that contract standoff was always kind of inevitable. And I think everybody with the team sort of understood, all right, this is going to be, another one of those training camp holdouts or hold-ins. We know we're going to have to deal with that. How about you go ahead and for the sake of just some semblance of normalcy, which this franchise never enjoys, with a head coach on the hot seat, with a quarterback going into year six, whose season last year you wasted, how about for the benefit of giving everybody a chance to have the most normal training camp possible, you go, okay, we're going to sign Shamar Stewart, we're going to agree to the terms we've always laid out for our prior draft choices, and we'll reexamine this contract language thing next year. I think if you're going to take sides, the real side to take are the two people who have most riding on this season. And by the way, who are the two people who have to speak most often on behalf of the Bengals because ownership's never made available. The de facto GM talks twice a year. So the coach and the quarterback end up being the spokespeople for the team. And you have Joe and Zach having to speak about contract situations that, quite frankly, they have nothing to do with. And I'm sure for both, if they were being honest, they would tell you is exhausting and exasperating.
Mo Egger, ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati with us here on the Hoffman Show. So who is driving this bus on the Bengals side of it and why?
Well, we call it the family. It's the Brown family. Mike Brown is obviously the patriarch of the Brown family right now. Paul Brown's son has final say over anything and everything relating to the Cincinnati Bengals. But he has, over the last couple of decades, given a considerable amount of power to his daughter, Katie, Katie's son, Troy. They make most of the business decisions. I think when, you know, if you're a player's agent negotiating with the Bengals, the person you're working with is Katie. Duke Tobin is the director of player personnel. He doesn't have the title of general manager, but that's essentially the role he serves in. I frankly, when it comes to something like this, I'm not sure how much of a role he has. It's the Brown family. And, you know, you could say a lot of things about how the Brown family has run the Bengals. Some very, very positive and some very, very negative. But they are obstinate. They are stubborn. And once they have established their position, it's really hard to get them to budge. A lot of players have found this out. And so I think it's going to be really fascinating. I think two things are going to be interesting. Number one, how long does this go? And number two, the only instance in the history of the franchise where somebody else got the Bengals to change their position was Joe Burrow last winter when he started campaigning for the team to sign T. Higgins, which they were not going to do. I think it'll be interesting if this is still ongoing when we get to the start of training camp, if Joe Burrow starts to express himself publicly the way he did with T.
So that gets to the final question, Mo, which is how do these two, we didn't even talk in detail about Hendrickson. We've talked about that before. But like really nothing's changed. It's like, are they going to trade him or not? If so, what's it going to take? What's the money that Trey is looking for, et cetera? Does he even want money from the Bengals at this point? But how do these two things get resolved? Do the Bengals ultimately back down or does Stewart back down? And then is Hendrickson a Bengal when the season opens in September?
Well, the Bengals famously don't back down. They once had Carson Palmer tell them, I'm quitting. Unless you make some structural changes to the front office, which they didn't do, I'm quitting or you could trade me. And they didn't trade him until 11 months later when the Oakland Raiders were so desperate for a quarterback who wasn't even in the league that they gave the Bengals a first round and a second round draft choice. So they're not just going to bend to the knee of a player popping off publicly. They're not going to bend to the knee of public opinion. I think the Shamar Stewart thing in the short term is going to require him to go, all right, screw it. I want to get to camp and start my career. I'll go ahead and sign the contract. If not, I could see this lasting all throughout training camp. The Trey Hendrickson thing, I think we would all be stunned at this point if they traded him. There is a contract offer out there. My guess is, and it's just a guess, is this ends up being one of those 11th hour things where Trey doesn't show up for most of training camp. Trey doesn't show up for the preseason. And then suddenly in the days leading up to the first game, suddenly the two sides come to an agreement on some sort of deal. And I think there's some negotiating room there. I think between what the Bengals have offered and what Trey is looking for, there is room if both sides are being reasonable to find some common ground. Problem is, I'm not sure either side right now is being reasonable. And right now, neither party is negotiating with the other.
Mo Egger, ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati, with us here on the Hoffman Show. Mo, appreciate the time as always, sir, and we will talk to you down the line.
Anytime, Craig. Thanks, man.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Running out of show here on a Thursday. I did forget for a second that it's only Thursday because normally I don't do the show at home on Thursdays. I do it on Fridays. So we'll be back tomorrow for another one. Clint Yates scheduled to join us because it's Friday, and that's what he does on Fridays. We'll also preview game four of the NBA Finals because we only got one day between games, so that's nice. Maybe a little NBA draft talk. Didn't have room for that today. Anything else we got on the old schedule for tomorrow, Anthony? Or are we looking at a pretty barren show right now?
We are looking at a pretty barren show, Mr. Craig Hoffman.
Okay, so if you would like to suggest anything to us, you can go to HoffmanShow.com and send us an email. Typically, our emails are just take command mailbag questions, but if you have an idea for this show, go right ahead. You can also hit me on Instagram at Hoffman.sports. Other than that, I think the only thing we have left to do is play some funny sound bites. So let's do that. We have two great NFL stories. Do you want to start with the Randy Moss one, or do you want to start with the Kyle Long one?
I want to start with the Kyle Long one.
All right, Kyle Long, former NFL guard, was on his podcast and told this story about playing golf with the Haslam family who owns the Cleveland Browns, a thing he didn't know he was initially doing.
I've got a story about the Haslam family, but I'm golfing at a very, very nice place in the Northwest. We're having beers. It's beautiful. The mountain air, high altitude. You know, these beers are strong. The twosome that we're playing against, well-dressed, old-school-looking, classy. And the one guy was like, hey, you look like a football player. And, you know, you got a pretty good swing. Were you an athlete? I said, yeah, I played football. He goes, where'd you play? I said, Chicago. I said, do you like football? Who's your team? Well, we like the Browns. I said, well, that sucks. And he goes, yeah, well, we own them. My buddy standing across the green, and he knew, but he didn't know that I didn't know. And he looked at me like, you dumbass. And I just remember spending time with that family the rest of the day and just raving about how awesome the city of Cleveland was. Oh, the air show in July. I was trying to make up lost ground.
Oh my God. That is hilarious.
Whoopsies. Also, not wrong. Oh, your favorite team's the Browns. That sucks. Their ownership. I mean, if that was me, it could have been worse, Anthony.
Would you have just piled on about how
I would have probably been like, oh, that sucks. Their ownership's terrible.
Oh, my gosh. And then they probably would have hit you with the, tell me more, Craig. Tell me more.
They meddle. They've been incompetent. I mean, forcing the Watson trade was a nightmare. Plus, like, why'd you trade for that guy?
Oh, man.
Like, just you know, hey, look, I covered Washington for a long time. I know what bad ownership looks like. And they'd be like, oh, well, funny news is that it's us. And I'm like, okay, well, I didn't know physically what it looked like, but that doesn't change any of my criticism.
No.
You're up on the tee, Jimmy.
Oh, my God. That would have been something.
Would have been a nightmare. So there's that. With what, you know, that's true, too, Anthony. Like, what I just said about myself, 100%.
Oh, yeah, no question.
Yeah. Oh, well. Alex Smith, former Washington quarterback, of course, started his career in San Francisco. And fairly early on, had Randy Moss as a teammate. And let's just say their pregame routines are a little different.
I'll never forget how much anxiety I had right before games, doing your routine in the locker room before the game. The world, I feel like, is on me. And Randy Moss, one of the first games, he more clenched up.
Slightly different pregame routines. Alex Smith is, quote-unquote, clenched up. Randy Moss, very relaxed.
Yeah, definitely different. SpongeBob?
Yeah. What should our, like, do we have pre-show routines, Anthony? I guess, I mean, I just kind of sit there in my, I don't know what you do.
Well, I turn on NBA today.
Yeah, that's kind of been mine lately, too.
And then I'll probably go heckle Darius, Ryan, Kalari, and Toby for about 5-10 minutes. And then, yeah.
I just kind of sit back there in the prep studio that I use and just kind of start reading stuff, get lost on social media. You know, if I have to read something, then eventually I'm like, oh, I got to make graphics right now.
Oh, and we eat before the show, too.
I mean, that's depends. Sometimes I eat at home. Most of the time I wait till there because otherwise I'm very hungry. Like tonight, I'm very, very hungry. But the good news is in 15 seconds, this edition of the show is over and I can go eat. That's our show for today. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We will see you tomorrow back here on the Team 980. Of course, YouTube as well at the Team 980. Have an excellent Thursday evening, one and all.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.